Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee and Anna Mae, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ, provoke you to find your calling in the Lord, brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on a journey to reaching the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. So sit back, we hope you enjoy the podcast, and we pray it encourages and blesses you.
Hello and welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have the pleasure of having Martha Ford with us, and we're going to pick her brain for a little bit. Welcome, Martha.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Martha.
Welcome.
Hey, Mom. Hello, Martha. We're glad to have you here.
Thank Praise you for God. Having me.
When did you get saved, and where, and what brought you to the decision of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Well, I don't have like an exact date, but I always remember being in church as a kid and being raised, you know, in the Lord and stuff. But in through different parts of my life in church services, I Amen. Rededicated my life to God and stuff. But it always bothered me that I didn't know the date and didn't have that, because some people have an experience where they know the date, the time, the place they was at, and I never really could remember. But I knew I was saved because, you know, when I was old enough, naturally I asked the Lord in my heart and stuff. But so when me and George was first married, we was talking about it, and I was like, it bothers me that I can't remember Amen. When I got saved. So he said, well, if you're worried about it, why don't you just do it right now? He said, we'll say it together. So we said it together, you know, and I mean, I know I was already saved, but it just kind of now it gives me kind of a timeline where now I can remember, if that makes sense.
It does.
Amen.
It does
so, make sense.
Yes. And then I never got filled with the Holy Spirit till maybe about 12 or 13 years ago. Amen. And started speaking in tongues, because it was something I always desired to do and never did for some reason. But Amen. I went through a hard time in my life, and I was in my apartment with George. George was a baby. And I just remember crying on the floor and telling God I needed him to be real for me in that moment. I knew he was real. I had a relationship with him, but I needed him to move in my life in that moment. And Amen. I told him, I'm not getting off the floor until you fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I started speaking in tongues, and I did. So Amen. That
Praise
was it.
God.
Amen. Amen.
So that was it.
Amen.
That's
Perseverance.
Like yeah.
That was
it's like the story of the man that wrestled with the Lord,
yeah.
but his hip got broke, but praise
yeah.
God.
Amen.
You
God,
got broke through
okay.
in the spirit. You broke through in the spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
It's good.
Amen.
So I guess the next question we want to ask you is, when did you feel a tug on your heart to serve God, do things for the Lord?
Well, I feel like we've always, I was raised, you know, mom and dad, we was doing things, being took to Mexico when we was wee kids and doing missionary things. So
Amen.
I was taught it at an early age, and I always enjoyed doing it. I liked helping. But just as you kind of as you go through things in life and you experience how good God is, it just puts that desire in your heart. Not Amen. That I really do anything, but when an opportunity comes, I jump at it because I want to serve him.
Amen.
Praise,
Praise
God.
God. Praise God.
Amen.
Until God works yeah. through all of us, we have to grow in the things of the Spirit. Then he moves in our hearts.
Yeah.
And then it's like we leap at things when we get the opportunity
yeah.
to do it. Amen.
Amen.
How did you get involved in the hospital toy drive?
Well, that all started with Noah.
Amen.
Noah's been a challenge, I guess, since day one, we'll say. Even his birth turned traumatic, and the doctor came out and said, his middle name should be Stubborn.
Amen.
So it started with Noah being sick all the time, getting ear infections, and he would not take the medicine. We literally could not get him to take the antibiotics, so we would get sicker and sicker.
Yeah.
And I remember people telling me, like, if it was mine, I'd beat them, and I'd hold them down, and I'd make them take it. It was impossible. We had them to emergency rooms. ER doctors couldn't get him to take medicine. They was holding him down. Literally, it was a nightmare.
Amen.
So they would give him these shots of antibiotics, and they ended up overloading him with them. And he got really, really sick. He took an infection, and he was in the hospital.
Amen.
And they admitted him, and they had a wee toy on his bed when they admitted him into his room. And he held the wee toy the whole time. It was a stuffed animal, just nothing special. And he never put it down the whole time. When they would take him for his wee tests, when they would do blood work, he held on to this toy. And I never really thought nothing of it. He finally got released right before Christmas. We thought he was going to be in for Christmas, so we was trying to plan what we was going to do and how we was mm-hmm. how Santa was going to come and all that. But he ended up getting out. And then as we was leaving, I said to George, my God, look how many wee kids is left in here that's going to be here for Christmas. Yeah. And I kind of never really thought more of it after that. But then as the months went by, after we got home, I would think about it and I would think of all the things that happened while we was in there. And it started just like I thought in my head, like I should start collecting toys for the hospital.
Amen.
And I was like, we started buying them, me and mom and the girls. And we was like, we'll take bags around the holidays. And then I felt the urge to tell other people, to share it on Facebook. And then I was like, no, people ain't going to want to do that. But then I kept getting, I would pray about it. And amen. I kept getting the urge to, so I was like, what's the worst that's going to happen? Nobody will give a toy, like there'll be no loss. So I started sharing it and it started exploding. And every year it's got bigger and bigger.
Amen.
Amen. And it's just been a blessing. So. And it's amen. A need. The people need them.
Amen. Amen. That's how God starts everything. It's a little flicker before yeah. it becomes a flame. And like you said, the wee toy he got didn't seem like nothing special.
Yeah.
But it really was.
It really was.
He wouldn't let go of
amen.
It.
Amen.
So think of all them other wee kids.
Yeah.
When they get the special wee thing for them, how they're going to hold on. It's going to be amen. Special.
Yeah.
It's a real blessing.
Even if it's just for 20 minutes, just amen. To take their mind off it. Or because there's wee kids, I mean, he's fine, but there's wee kids that ain't fine, that has cancer, that has horrible things, that's in there all the time. That's like a lifestyle for them in there. Amen. So,
well, God knows every heart. He knows every disease and every yeah. sickness. And when you and wee toys goes in, the love of God goes with it.
Yeah.
Amen.
And when people discover that, miracles happen.
Yep.
The impossible is not impossible amen. No more. So that's a great work for Christ to be able to minister and plant seeds all through that hospital
yeah.
and beyond. That one day when you walk in through them golden gates, you'll see a mass of people. You'll say, who are you? They say, my baby got a stuffed toy. Yeah,
that's right.
Praise
that's
God.
And then we always pray over them, too. Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just went to say that.
They're all that's prayed over before they go in.
And that's a difference because in the Bible, when they said, when did I do this and when did I do that?
Amen.
He said, when you gave to someone else, you gave to me just a yeah. drink of water. And yeah. we don't see it, but it is a tremendous ministry. And amen. I love that you pray over
it. Well, and people always say that, you're going to be so blessed for it. You're going to be so blessed. But I want to be the one that's...
Right.
I've never thought of it that way until yeah. people started saying it. And I was like, well, that's not what I'm doing it for. I'm no. doing it to just
well,
bring joy to the wee kids.
You will be blessed
you know
because
what I mean?
You're not letting your... It's hard for you because you don't want to let your right hand know what you're doing. But
yes.
how are you going to do it if you don't rally the troops? And
yes.
sometimes in a ministry, you have to let
yes.
people know what you're doing so that you can collect
and
the toys and so forth.
And that's why I post and share so much because
right.
people's entrusted me with their money. And that's, you know, a lot of people wouldn't want to do that, but I post so much so people can see what
right.
we're buying, what we're, you know
right.
what I mean?
And so, it'll encourage other people to do something
yeah.
for the Lord. There's older people that can't do nothing, but they can give you money
right.
to go buy a
and
toy, and they're helping.
Yes.
Right.
So that leads me to this question. I know you and George took a Bible college
yeah.
course together, and not a wee study packet that you get. It was an actual...
Yeah.
Bible college, and
yes.
it took how long did it take?
A year we did it for.
A full year, and you were committed to
amen.
It, and you graduated with
yeah.
honors and did wonderful.
A so, miracle that we graduated.
So I'm sure you've learned a lot through it, but as a couple doing something like that, reading your Bible together,
yeah.
studying, did it bring you and him closer? Was there a growth in your relationship with the Lord as a husband and wife doing? Would you recommend that to other young couples?
Yeah.
Like, what's your thought on that?
It was very, we'll say, challenging because the kids was babies at the time. And I think mom and dad, I think, was doing the outreach that time. So they
mm-hmm.
couldn't watch them. And it was like the people didn't want the kids in the place. So we had times where we could leave them and times we couldn't. The one night I remember getting asked to leave because they was laughing and the people got annoyed.
Yeah.
So it was there was times where I wanted to give up. And if it wasn't for Jeanette and Alec, I probably would have. And they would encourage us. No, you just have to keep going. You just have to do another week. Just keep
they
going.
They did it too, didn't they?
They did it with yeah. us. And so, thank God we got through it, but it was very hard. It was very, all hell broke loose in our life. I was like, why am I even trying? I was like, I guess it was the enemy coming against us, though. But the most thing I really took from it was just trying to teach the kids and show, even though they was wee at the time, when you start something or you make a commitment to something, follow through with it. Amen. Go the whole way. Don't stop, even though I wanted to stop. No matter what it is you say you're going to do, do it. Amen. And that's what we're trying to teach them from no age. We've tried to teach them. If you tell someone you're doing something, do it.
Amen.
So it was hard, but we did. It was something. It was. I'm glad we did it.
Amen.
Is it something now that you took that course in your everyday life, things maybe come up in the scriptures or the teachings, the principles come back to you and you can use it there?
Well, yeah. And I think it's good for anyone because we live in a world where people's getting deceived right and left.
Amen.
And the Bible says, study to show yourself approved.
Amen.
So I just feel like it was good just for, because the Holy Spirit speaks to you. So when you do hear something that's wrong, or you do hear something that don't sit right, it's because you took the time to learn and you took the time to listen.
That's right.
And that's what's so important.
You have to be teachable. You have to take the time and be taught. You know what I mean?
That's where I love a Bible study.
Yeah.
And I think that the lack of it I see in people trust in, and there's nothing wrong with ministers, my husband's one, but they only glean off of people.
Yeah.
They never read a scripture for themselves. They never read the Word of God and ask, not everybody. Yeah. Maybe I'm not phrasing that right. Not everybody, but some people don't even know where scriptures are. Yeah. They haven't read it for themselves. They don't pray and say, Holy Spirit, how do I apply this to my life? Meditate on it all day. How can I use this today in my life?
Yeah.
That's what a Christian has to do.
Yeah.
I can't rely, and there's wonderful commentaries, wonderful ministers out there, all of that, and I read them and look at them, but number one, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit guiding and directing, and I think what you've done by going and taking a course, and there might have been stuff you didn't even agree in with
that.
There
was. Yeah. Some of the stuff, like there was one speaker that came in that we truthfully didn't agree with anything he said. But we just...
Yet the chicken spit out the bones and took what was good and applied it to your life.
And you're
going to
find that with most people because everyone's people and everyone has their own
opinions. Well, that's human's interpretation of what... Right?
So...
But the more you study, the more that the Holy Spirit may be quickened to you that wasn't for you.
Right.
Amen. You know?
Yeah.
Praise God.
So, anyways...
My question is, how important do you think it is for you and George to keep the kids in the Word and to bring them to church, to lead them by example?
Well, I would say it's the number one thing that's the number one thing for us. That's the most important thing for us. Because you have them for such a short time. I mean, boys, what do you have? 18, 21, however old. That's how long you have them under your roof.
Amen.
And then that's how long God gives them to you to teach them to do your best. I fail every day. I'm not this great person. I'm horrible, but our best ability is to teach them, teach them to read the Bible, teach them to pray, teach them to go to church at least once a week. I feel like they should be in church. I mean, that should just come natural to you when you're a Christian.
Amen.
So not doing everything because everyone else is doing it. You know, there's sometimes they'll be going in, we're going to see this horror movie or the kids is going to do this. And we have to say, no, you're not seeing it.
Amen.
We don't see R-rated movies. We don't see things with demonic activity in it. Christians don't do stuff. I mean, it's all common sense things. I know that everyone does, but it's just the world we live in and knowing that they're going to grow up to be adults and have to make decisions for themselves. And
praise God.
And it's just, I mean, my goal is, I always tell Noah, you're going to be the singer because he likes music and George will be the preacher.
Amen.
And praise always God. Tell them that George is the preacher because George is like wise beyond his years. And he's like a wee old man, and Noah's, Noah.
Noah likes music.
A lot of prophecies come true.
Yes.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's just,
What jumped off?
Go ahead.
What jumped off to me when you said that is we have them for a limited time.
Yeah.
And actually, it ain't even to 18, because the time a kid hits 12 or 13, their friends become their bigger influence than we do.
Yeah, that's right.
Or social media. I know that sounds providerified, but they look on the TikToks and Smash or whatever all that other, I don't know what the ones are with Weep Ghost and all these things. And that's a bigger, so we only have a very limited time of pumping the right things of, and then, because as an older woman that had boys that I hope I put the right thing in, I know when they started running with the crew and that, they probably rolled their eyes at me at times.
Yeah, and you know when they go off on their own, they're going to go in movies maybe that they shouldn't go in, or go to a concert, or all these things, but the Bible says if you train them upright in the ways of the Lord, when they grow old, they won't depart from it. So we got to just believe that part and know that we did everything we could to tell them.
Well, you see what happened with you. Your mother and father raised you up proper in the things of the Lord, and you never did depart from it, and you're going to raise your children with that same incorruptible seed that your parents passed on to you, and your children's going to grow up and be a singer and a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, and I just think, too, how important it is also to have them like you do when you take the toys down, you and Janet and stuff, to have the kids involved, giving out the toys and to let them know.
Because how would they know if they're not taught it? If they're put in front of an iPad and left with a babysitter, why we go do that? Well, then how is that profiting anything?
Right. And bringing the kids. You used to bring them to the outreach to help us pack the groceries, remember?
Yeah.
On the shelves and that when we picked up the food. And the kids like doing it, too. They would help put it all on the shelves and
they
stuff.
They do. When you actually show them and give them a wee job to do, they enjoy it.
They did. And it's important. And anything else you want to add, Anna Mae?
No, I've really enjoyed it, and I did. Martha, you did a wonderful job, and I know you personally from the day you opened your two eyes into the world, and what you believe, you live, you and your husband, and we're proud to know you as a relation, as a friend, and as part of our church.
Thank you.
Anything you want to add before we close?
Just if you have a thought or an idea that pops in your head that you want to do something for God, whether, say, it's the toys, like Mary Marie's doing the bikes now. No matter what it is, if it's helping just pass out, the wee bulletins or stuff like that. If you have the thought in your mind, that's probably God speaking to you. Because I used to always think, oh, God never speaks to me. I never hear him. Like, because I thought it was like a voice that you would, you know what I mean? Like a voice that would come in the room with you. But now the older I'm getting, it's more I notice a thought or like a tugging on your heart or something. Or reading a scripture in the Bible. That's God speaks to you that way too. Amen. So if you have that thought or you have that desire, just go with it.
Amen. Well,
people need to know you could never, like our church here, could never have enough toy drives, could never have enough whatever.
Yeah.
So that is God talking to you, because there is limited amount of people to help all these people and spread the gospel and give toys and whatever.
There's so many things.
God. So that's why if God lays something on your heart like that, there definitely is a need.
Because if you pass it up, he'll just give that job to someone else, and they'll do it. So
that's what Uncle Bill said this morning.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
So God, there's always someone that God will use. So whether it's you, if you want to take the chance and do it.
Amen. You have anything else you want to add, Bill?
Well, I would say the Spirit bears witness to the Spirit.
Yeah.
And we hear them voices at times, and we wonder if it is.
Yeah.
But as we grow and get into the Word of God, our Spirit bears witness, and then that's what gives us the power to go forth in the love of Christ and do these things. I want to read a psalm. Amen. 119:24 says, "Your testimony also are my delight and my counselors."
Amen.
Your testimony does a tremendous. When this goes out, the testimony and the blood of the Lamb is going to bring salvation to many people listening, and especially young families, the way to raise and bring their children up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
And with that, we're probably going to close. We want to thank you, Martha, for coming in today to do your interview. And do you have anything, Anna Mae?
We appreciate you, Martha.
Appreciate
Love you.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
God bless.
Love you.
Love you.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. We hope you enjoyed it and was encouraged. Please follow us on Spotify for new episodes every week. If you download the Spotify app, which is free, it makes it much easier to find us. We'll be posting the link each week on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit. God bless.